Beloved, Christ is in our midst. In today's gospel, I think there's someone we can all identify with, and that's the father of the son. The son who from childhood was suffering, and the spirit attempted to kill him by sending him into fire, into water. And by identifying with the father, I mean when we come to those moments in life where we say, I believe, help my unbelief, with tears. That at the same time as we confess God, we have moments in our life where we wonder, where is he? Where are you, God? And we, with that father, can say, I believe, help my unbelief, with tears. For pain is a part of this life. And pain and disappointment and misfortune and suffering, in one form or another, will come to us in this life. And in general, they are a sign of divine visitation. Those who are suffering are special children of God. He is specially close to them. Because suffering is our crown. It is our glory. And we may wonder, how can that be so? And all we need do is look upon Christ upon the cross. And it says above his head, King of Glory, that his glory is to suffer for us in order to redeem us. And if that is his glory, if that is his crown, which leads to the third day resurrection, then can our glory be anything else than his? Can it be anything other than his? For the amount of pain and suffering we experience in this life, beloved, is equal to the glory that we will receive in the heavenly kingdom. And yes, there will come a time in life, and not simply a time, but many times, when the people we love and trust will seem to have abandoned us, and we will feel distant and estranged from them. And it will seem as though dark clouds are gathering around our heart. But my beloved, this is God coming to visit us. He is coming to see our patience. He is coming to test the quality of our trust in him. For it is by our trust in him that our love for him is revealed. That we, in our trial and trials that come our way in this life, among many things, can do two things with them. One is to long for God's will to be done, not our will. Not what we want, but to say, as Jesus taught us, Our Father, thy will be done. And we will hear him say these very words of himself as he goes through the suffering of his passion in Gethsemane, where he prays to his Father that if it is possible for this cup to pass, let it pass. But if not, your will, not my will, be done. And secondly, we can offer to God our complete trust in him. That we offer ourselves, hopeful, offering ourselves to Him as a sacrifice, trusting in Him, whether we understand or not what is happening to us. Much in the way that the prophet Job endured. He who suffered the loss of family and people told him to curse God and die. And he himself wondered aloud, what is all this? How is this happening to me? And finally, God spoke to him. And not only spoke to him, but showed himself to him. So that Job repented even of asking God, what are you doing to me? This requires our trust, our complete trust in God. The quality of a trust that doesn't look to the princes of this earth, to the plans of the sons of men, as we sing in the antiphons. But when it gets right down to it, we can only look to God and offer ourselves up to Him and say, Lord, do with me as you will. I love you. I trust you. I know that you will see me through. Even though you may not take away this which I experience, carry me in your hand, in your heart, and keep me close to you always.